Talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, of course, Oklahoma State University, our state wheat specialist. And Jeff, we've gotten through this rather difficult wheat harvest season where we've still got a few pockets as we talk here today, still to be harvested. But a lot of folks are done now, and half a crop at best, it seems like.
That's the absolute best scenario, is half a crop. The latest forecast was at 59.4 million bushels. Recently, they downgraded our harvested acres slightly, so we might struggle to make that 59.4 million. So it's just been a rough year, and I think everybody's going to be glad to put it behind us and hope for a better year next year.
I guess the final insult to a lot of folks, they had maybe a pretty good crop in north central Oklahoma, but it started raining.
Yeah, I was looking at the rain numbers from Cherokee, Oklahoma, earlier today, and basically from planting until the wheat was ready, until June 1st, we had just slightly over 5 inches of rain there at Cherokee, Oklahoma. During the month of June, we had 10 inches of rain. Too late to help the crop, and it's prevented harvest on several of our acres. And that has become quite an issue for those producers because we have a thin crop, not a dense canopy, and weeds absolutely love that. And we have a lot of summer weeds, such as pigweed, that are coming through the canopy and can present problems for harvest.
When you talk to producers across the state, you know, very limited as far as number of bushels. Before the rains came, the quality seemed like it was maybe at least decent.
It was, and in some areas we were pleasantly surprised, especially when harvest first started rolling. We were cranking out test weights anywhere from 60 to upwards to 64 pounds per bushel, which is great, and those numbers backed off slightly. But most of the test weight numbers have been in the upper 50s, and especially with the heat and drought that we've had, that was a pleasant surprise. Just wish we had more bushels to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about you're, of course, kind of the overseer of the wheat variety trials here at the state, and you've got quite a few locations across Oklahoma. You've just completed getting them all harvested, all the numbers crunched. Give me kind of an overview and some things that have stuck out in your mind as you've reviewed that data.
Well, one thing that has really stuck out in my overview of the data and looking at it is the amount of bushels that we produced on what limited moisture that we had at some locations. Specifically, Chickasha and Lahoma, we had just slightly over 7 inches of rainfall at those sites and still made around 43 bushels per acre on average. And that's a testament to how much of an impact that stored soil moisture had for this crop. One of my students was working on a project. He had an irrigated field of Iba here at Stillwater, just seeing how much potential is there in a given environment, and averaged 113 bushels per acre in those plots. Right beside them, non-irrigated plots were at 51 bushels per acre. So that tells us what an impact that Mother Nature had on us this year. It basically took 62 bushels per acre off of our yield in our environment. And that has really stuck out. A few other things that have really stood out this year would be the fungicide trials that we have at Lahoma and at Chickasha. And no difference, no statistical difference in yield. And some of the numeric differences were actually a slight reduction associated with fungicide application. We've been talking all year that we haven't seen any foliar disease out there, and that was what we expected to see, and it is what we saw. So that's kind of one-of-a-kind data that the year that we've had has allowed us to gather, that in the presence of absolutely no disease whatsoever, there's no benefit for a fungicide.
When you think about, of course, we're a graze and grain type state. You know, as you look at some of the trials where you had some forage comparisons as well as grain yields, anything really stick out in your mind?
Well, I was surprised at how much forage we had. It was in pockets across the state, but in areas that just received a few rainfalls last fall, we were still making a ton, a little over a ton of forage per acre with our better varieties, and that was a pleasant surprise, and really helped us balance out some of our grain production by making a little more forage. So it was just a pleasant surprise.
Takeaways. In other words, as you contemplate what you're going to be talking with producers about it, you know, meetings that you have over the next couple, 3 months to get ready to plant this 2015 crop, what, you know, What are the things that you're going to try to impress upon them based on this 2014 growing season?
Well, we have to conserve moisture. I mentioned the data from Lahoma and Chickasha and how much influence moisture had on our crop. And hopefully we're not going to have another year like this one for a long time. But there's no guarantee of that. We could be headed right back into another year just like this one, and it's extremely important that we conserve and save that stored soil moisture by controlling weeds this summer and limiting our tillage as much as possible and saving every ounce of moisture that we can. The other thing that comes to mind would be the amount of wheat streak mosaic virus that we saw downstate this fall. Another reason to control that volunteer. You have to have any grass plants out there dead, completely brown, at least two weeks prior to planting. So we've got to get that under control. And the other thing I would say that we have good data, and we've published it in terms of the variety testing program, but I would not make any major changes in my farming operation based on this year. Again, I hope this is an abnormal year. And we had some varieties that did well and others that didn't do quite as well. And it's important to look at that data, but I just don't think I would make any major shifts in what I'm doing based solely on this year.
Basically, no rain from what, around the 1st of December to well into May for a lot of folks. And so that is unusual.
It is. I'm hoping we don't have many years like that. You know, it's important to look at those varieties. There are some that performed well, but as far as having one that I would say just withstood the drought excellent and stood head and shoulders above the rest in the presence of drought, we didn't really have that this year. It was all over the board.